Welcome to Pulse of the Future, where we're diving into the fascinating world of directed energy weapons.
I'm particularly intrigued by how rapidly this technology is evolving, from theoretical concepts to practical applications.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. I mean, we're talking about weapons that use highly focused energy, lasers, microwaves, even sound to disable or destroy targets. The implications for warfare are immense, something I've been following closely for years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and that's what we'll be unpacking today, the science behind these weapons, their potential uses, and perhaps most importantly, the ethical questions they raise. What if these weapons become so precise, so clean, that the threshold for using force is lowered?
Right, a chilling thought. We've seen with drones how technology can change the face of conflict, and directed energy weapons could be even more transformative. Where do you want to start? Maybe with a quick overview of the different types of DEWs?
Sounds good. The Wikipedia article we have here mentions four main types: lasers, microwaves, particle beams, and sound beams. Lasers, of course, use focused light. Incredibly powerful light, capable of cutting through materials or disabling electronics. The UK's Dragonfire program is a good example of this.
And then there are microwaves, which can disrupt electronics or even cause pain by heating up water molecules in the skin. The active denial system, or pain ray, falls into this category, right?
Exactly. Though it's designed to be non-lethal, it still raises ethical concerns. Then we have particle beams, which are still largely experimental. They face challenges like blooming, where the beam spreads out and loses its effectiveness.
And finally, sound beams, things like the long-range acoustic device, or LRAD, which can be used for communication, but also as a non-lethal weapon for crowd control or anti-piracy.
It's fascinating, really. The sheer variety of these weapons is impressive, and the applications. I see them being used for everything from missile defense to, well, riot control. But the potential for misuse is definitely there.
No doubt. Think about autonomous drones armed with lasers, or the possibility of using microwaves to subtly disable enemy infrastructure. It's a whole new level of warfare.
It really is. We'll have to discuss the history of these weapons, too. I mean, the concept isn't new. Remember Archimedes and his death ray mirrors? Of course, that's probably a myth, but the idea of using directed energy as a weapon has been around for centuries.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how science fiction has influenced the development of real-world DEWs. Think about all those ray guns in old sci-fi movies. Now they're becoming a reality.
From Star Wars to, well, actual wars. It's a pretty remarkable transition. So before we get into the specifics of each type of DEW, I think it's important to talk about the advantages they offer over conventional weapons. What makes them so appealing to militaries around the world?
Well, speed, for one. Lasers travel at the speed of light, so there's no need to lead a target. That's a huge advantage against fast-moving threats like hypersonic missiles. And then there's precision. DEWs can be incredibly accurate, minimizing collateral damage.
And cost-effectiveness, right? The cost per shot for a laser is significantly lower than firing a missile, plus you don't have the logistical challenges of transporting and storing ammunition. As long as you have a power source, you can keep firing.
Right. And the stealth factor, many DEWs operate silently and invisibly, making them difficult to detect and counter. But of course, there are also significant challenges, like atmospheric interference, range limitations, and the sheer power requirements of these systems.
Definitely. We need to address those challenges head on. And then there's the big one, the ethical implications. How do we ensure these incredibly powerful weapons are used responsibly? That's the questions we'll be grappling with throughout this episode. So let's get started.
Let's do it.
So, wow, that's a lot to unpack about directed energy weapons. Everything from, like, mythical death rays to the actual development of laser weapons.
Yeah, it's a wild ride through history, right? I mean, Archimedes and his mirrors, then jumping to the World War II sonic cannons. It shows how long humans have been fascinated by this idea of weaponized energy.
It's like science fiction becoming reality step by step. And the ethical questions just keep getting more complex.
Totally. Look at the section on the engine stopping ray. It highlights how misinformation and psychological warfare can play a role, even with DEWs. It's fascinating how that myth was propagated.
Oh, for sure. And then there's the Cold War stuff, like the alleged Soviet laser tracking of the space shuttle Challenger. It's chilling to think about these weapons in the context of geopolitical tensions.
Right. Even if some of those stories are disputed, it shows the level of paranoia and the potential for misunderstanding that these technologies can create.
It's like a technological arms race, but with these invisible, almost unimaginable weapons. The stuff about the Strategic Defense Initiative, the Star Wars program, that was a whole other level of ambition, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Trying to stop ICBMs with lasers in space, it sounds like pure science fiction, but they were seriously pursuing it. And some of that research led to actual advancements like the neutral particle beam accelerator they tested in space.
Which, I mean, is mind-blowing. A particle beam accelerator in space. It's hard to even grasp the implications of that.
Yeah, and then you have the more recent stuff like the use of electromagnetic weapons in the Iraq War and the ongoing debate about Havana Syndrome. It raises so many questions about the long-term effects of these weapons and the potential for misuse.
It's almost like we're playing catch-up with the ethics, you know? The technology is advancing so rapidly, but our understanding of the potential consequences is lagging behind.
Exactly, and the fact that some of these weapons are, by design, non-lethal, well, it doesn't mean they're harmless. The section on non-lethal weapon capability really gets into that, with the potential for things like breathing difficulties, seizures, even death.
It's a tricky balance, right? Trying to develop weapons that can incapacitate without killing, but also ensuring they don't cause unintended long-term harm.
For sure. And then there's the whole area of anti-piracy measures, with LRADs being used to deter pirates with intense sound. It's effective, but where do you draw the line? How much force is too much, even against pirates?
So, picking up on this thread of real-world applications, the sheer range of countries developing DEWs is pretty striking. We've got everyone from the UK with their Dragonfire program to, well, India with its KLI system. And let's not forget France and their mini-satellite laser constellation idea.
Yeah, and it's not just the big players. We're seeing countries like Turkey making strides with their ARMOL laser weapon, supposedly even shooting down a drone with it. Though I admit, I'm a little skeptical of that claim. It needs more verification.
I hear you. There's a lot of hype surrounding these weapons, so it's crucial to separate fact from fiction. But even if some of the claims are exaggerated, the underlying trend is clear. DEWs are becoming a global phenomenon.
Right. And the applications are diversifying, too. It's not just about missile defense anymore. We're talking anti-drone systems, non-lethal crowd control, even anti-piracy measures. It's like a whole new toolkit for militaries and law enforcement.
It is. But that toolkit comes with a whole new set of ethical dilemmas. Take, for example, the LRAD. Effective for deterring pilots, sure. But what about the potential for permanent hearing damage? Where do we draw the line?
That's a tough one. And what about the use of lasers against personnel? We saw reports of Ukrainian soldiers being targeted with blinding lasers. That crosses a serious ethical boundary, even in wartime.
Absolutely. And the potential for misuse is even greater with weapons like electromagnetic pulse, EMP, devices. Imagine the chaos if critical infrastructure could be disabled with the flick of a switch. It's a terrifying prospect.
Yeah. The Chant missile, for example, can take out an entire city's power grid with a single EMP burst. It's a game changer, and not necessarily in a good way. It's almost like we're opening Pandora's box with this technology.
It does feel that way sometimes. And the information warfare aspect is just as concerning. Think about the engine-stopping ray myth, or the Cold War paranoia surrounding Soviet laser weapons. These technologies can be weaponized even without being fired, just by sowing fear and uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I...
That's a really insightful point. It's not just about the physical effects of these weapons. It's about the psychological impact, the potential for escalation, the sheer disruption they can cause. We need to be having these conversations now before it's too late.
So wrapping up this deep dive into directed energy weapons, it's clear these aren't just sci-fi fantasies anymore.
I mean, from lasers shooting down drones to microwaves disrupting electronics, the implications for warfare are staggering.
Yeah, it's a real game changer, and the speed of development is incredible. We talked about everything from the Cold War Star Wars program to, like, the laser weapons being deployed on ships today.
It's a huge leap.
It is. And the sheer variety of applications is mind-boggling, right? Missile defense, crowd control, anti-piracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new toolkit for militaries and law enforcement.
Right. And the potential advantages are pretty clear. I mean, the speed of light engagement with lasers, the precision, the cost effectiveness. It's hard to argue with that.
I see what you mean. But we also have to acknowledge the very real challenges. Atmospheric interference, range limitations, the sheer power requirements.
These aren't trivial issues.
Definitely not. And the ethical implications are huge, right? Where do you draw the line with non-lethal weapons? What about the potential for misuse, for unintended consequences? We touched on the Havana Syndrome, and that's just one example of the uncertainties we're dealing with.
Exactly. And then there's the whole information warfare aspect. Think about the engine-stopping ray myth, or even those reports, disputed or not, about China using lasers against U.S. satellites. These technologies can create fear and uncertainty even without being fired, which is a whole other dimension to this.
Oh, for sure. And as these weapons become more widespread, the potential for miscalculation, for accidents, for escalation, it all goes up. We really need to be thinking about these things now before it's too late. I mean, before something really bad happens.
Absolutely. It's like opening Pandora's box, in a way. We're unleashing these incredibly powerful technologies, but we're still grappling with how to control them, how to ensure they're used responsibly. And that's the key question, isn't it?
How do we manage this transition into a future where directed energy weapons are a reality?
It is. It's a question we'll need to keep asking ourselves as this technology continues to evolve. And, well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Pulse of the Future. Thanks for joining us.